if you were going to quit. I could have turned down a D1 scholarship and went to an HBCU by choice. But I'm invested into the game because my parents invested everything into me.
Welcome to Out the Trap, a podcast that's all about Black folks and the game of golf. Tune in every Monday as I talk with Black folks from all walks of life who are passionate about this crazy game. His stories from the weekend golfer to the innovators of Black-owned golf companies and everyone in between. My name is Anthony McNeil, certified golf junkie and your host. Let's get ready to tee off. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 9 of Out the Trap. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil, back with another fantastic guest joining me here on the podcast. When I started this podcast, y'all, I wanted to include everybody. That includes the weekend golfer that's out there just having fun and trying to get better at this game. And today I have one of those gentlemen joining me. This gentleman has been playing this game for 22 years. He's an entrepreneur. He's a golf influencer. He's a content creator from the state of Florida. Please help me welcome Mr. Elliot Cohn. Elliot, how you doing, sir?
Doing excellent. Thank you for having me in the trap.
Yes, sir.
It's a lot of trap golf around me, and it's good to be in the trap on Out the Trap.
Yeah, man, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on with me. If you can do me a favor, if you can let the listener know about your background outside of the game of golf.
My background outside of the game of golf, I'm a Broward County, South Florida boy. Born and raised South Florida. And you know, South Florida, it's a melting pot. It's a serious melting pot. Thankfully, I come from a legacy that was pioneers in South Florida. My grandparents had a plaza on a historic boulevard called Sis Trump, where I really began growing into me. People know me still to this day from sweeping outside my grandparents' shop. You know what I mean? It raised me into a people person. I was raised into the entrepreneur that I am growing to be based upon where I have come from. Legacy and never forgetting my roots specifically is extremely important to me. So that's a little bit about myself outside the game, but it's the beginning of what brought me to the game. And what brought me to drive myself to be the man that my grandparents wanted me to be and would want me to be. And that's the man that adds value to others and believes that by adding value to others, will add value to yourself tenfold and to everyone else.
That's what's happening, man. Now, you said you're an entrepreneur. What kind of entrepreneurship are you into?
I am currently actually working on a mobile business in the golf services industry. Let's just put it on that. There's a lot of smart folks out there in this golf world. We don't want to give them too much leeway, but I'm working on a little something like that. I went to the Kaiser University College of Golf. Shout out to Kaiser University College of Golf. And it taught me how to be an entrepreneur in the golf world. Starting in the late 90s in golf, prior to the Tiger Woods era, beginning of the Tiger Woods era, we were only taught to see like, wow, we're great at playing the game. We can play the game. I want to go and play. I'm going to be a professional player. But Kaiser taught me that all the aspects that are involved in the game, business-wise, networking, working in the pro shop, to working in club services, to being what the head pro entitles, to being a professional golf instructor, how to be a professional golf instructor, how the business of instruction is set up, and how to be a brand entrepreneur and set it up in a way to make it work for yourself, make it work for you, and help grow the game, but also grow your pockets, especially if you are planning on making a substantial lifelong career out of it. On the golf industry, nothing easy, not easy whatsoever. Not even once you get in the golf industry is it easy. Once you get in the golf industry, you have to keep up with the golf industry and get ahead of the golf industry before the golf industry gets to what you were planning on doing. So that's a lot of what I am doing on social media. I'm different. It's me.
This, my character, my personality, everything you see with me, when I'm dancing, I'm smiling, I'm laughing, that's me. As an entrepreneur, I'm showing as well folks that aspire to be themselves, but also make something off of being themselves. You know what I mean? Which comes a lot with networking, entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I have countless mentors, which is the first thing you should do when being an entrepreneur. Find somebody that has the level of success that you want to get to in what you want to obtain that success in. Mimic them in how they carry themselves, how they go about their day-to-day, how they schedule what's important to them to gain that success. I'm so passionate. This game saved my life. It saved my life before I knew I needed it to save my life. My life began with something like a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
Came from what could have been a neighborhood and a surrounding that could have torn someone down, kept someone from seeing their greatest potential, or kept someone from seeing what they could be great at. Thankfully, by the grace of God, my parents worked harder than ever to show a level of success that was not obviously seen from where I come from. My dad, successful attorney. My mom, in medical management consultant for years, entertaining. She's been an actress, been in shows, all kinds of stuff. So with that being said, 97, they moved me out the hood into suburbs, a golf course community in 97, two black families out of 999 houses. And we were one of them.
Wow.
Which
was that your introduction to the game?
That introduced me to the game. Riding my bike around the golf course by myself. It wasn't such a great time where everybody was, you know, hey, why don't you go play with him? Why don't you go see what the new kid? I wasn't that kid. But thankfully, riding my bike on the golf course, I ran into the Thompson family. And the Thompson family is Lexi Thompson. Shout out to Lexi.
Okay.
And Curtis Thompson, Nick Thompson. And Lexi was about probably 4 years old at the time. I was about I was 7 years old. And I just accidented a ball. Got into it that way. And I was better than what was expected to be at Black Kid Riding's bike around the golf course. So it was something I stuck with. It was something I enjoyed to do. It was my going to the basketball court. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
They were a family that let my family know about junior golf tournaments going on, spared equipment. Even though I could afford it, they were a family that actually cared about me and helping me the way they were helping their own children with Lexi and Curtis, which are now, Curtis is on the PGA Tour now, off the Corn Ferry Tour, and we all know Lexi. I grew up riding my bike. Those same riding my bikes that got me started. Riding my bike, I've seen Lexi, youngest female player in the U.S. Open, getting interviewed on the back porch by ESPN, 13, 14 years old. Here is where That's I am nice, now. You know what
That's I mean? Awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What was it about the game that made you fall in love with it?
It was something that only I could get myself better. I grew up in an area in the neighborhood. Once I was brought to a better place by God and my parents, I was raised with morals and still having to work for what I wanted, even though I was in this neighborhood where there were kids that, mom, I want a new bike. Oh, shut up and still get a new bike. You know what I mean? I wasn't one of those kids, and my parents made sure there was no doubt in my mind that I would think I was one of those kids. So I grew up playing basketball. I played soccer. I played flag football, tackle football. I stuck with golf and ice hockey, believe it or not. So golf and ice hockey, they really paired together when it came to knowing where to put my power at in my golf swing as a young kid, because a lot of things is muscle memory. So those muscle memories really paired together.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have a relationship with the Thompsons?
Yes, you know, from afar, but I still do have a relationship with the Thompson family. Still can reach out for sure. And everybody is doing something important in the game. You know, everybody is working hard in the game. So you do the best you can to not forget about who's in your life predominantly. And I am one that has never taken anybody for granted, especially from doing the smallest thing to the largest thing in my life. It's how I was raised.
That's dope. I like that. Now, I mentioned that you were a content creator and a golf influencer.
Yes, sir.
Can you explain a little bit about what that's all about?
Oh, my gosh. It's about living what you like, how you like it, showing the world how it is and the way you want to show them, the way you want them to perceive it. It's about really, you pick a niche, right? And my niche is entertaining and showing how golf is cool. It's cool, period, point blank. We see more now than ever that it's cool. Shout out to all you kids and guys now that was, Elliot, the black kid that played golf. Now you're playing golf. I appreciate you because it's cool.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Period. I show it how I want to. And I show it how I didn't want to mold to what we were told to mold to. I go off to the country club with my rap music playing. Period. It's not, I'm at the gate now let me turn my music down. No, it's trap golf. Trap art, golf, live, love your life. Go play some G.
Right.
I'm going to play some G. I show how I play some G on social media. People are attracted to it, they go out and play some G. Golf brands, companies, clothing, CBD, Cativa CBD, great company that I'm a brand ambassador for it. They help me, I help them. It's awesome. Trapping golf, like Wayne says.
I see you rocking a trap golf ball cap there. How did all these relationships come about?
I have like an entrepreneur's handbook that I've, jotted down jewels that I've heard over the years. Yourself is a business. Sell yourself. And when you sell yourself, not in a demonic or Illuminati, because they out there. But when you sell yourself as a product, what you are, then people will see how that will attract people who are similar to yourself, which will bring people who are similar to yourself to their brands, which will bring them to their websites, which will bring them to their purchases. Now, if we have 1,000 similar to Elliot's coming to our page because we saw, wow, this guy is like me playing golf, Cativa CBD. Oh, he has knee pains and elbow pains. Let me go check this out. He's not a square. Now, that's 1,000 similar to Elliot's that a brand can capitalize off of that they couldn't have if they didn't have an original Elliot.
Yeah, that's dope, man.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about your game.
Awesome.
What's the one shot that you brag about that you hit that no matter what, that's your shot that you got to talk about to everybody?
Little pro draw. Five yards off the center from driver all the way down the lob woods on a call. You know what I mean? Oh, you wanted 10 yards. Okay. You want to start 10 yards, right? And then bring back 10 yards. I got you. I can do that. Don't ask me to hit it straight left, though. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, do or draw, though.
I'm going to leave a link to Elliot's Instagram down in the show notes because you guys got to go over and check out his profile. He has quite an entertaining profile set up there. And he truly is, promoting the sport and being himself. And like he said, that's what it's all about. And he's doing a great job of doing that. What's the best round you've ever played?
70. 2 under. But it's not about doing it once or twice. It's about getting to a point where that's in a given day. So,
yeah,
it's a fight. It's a game that we fight. You can shoot that 70 and then shoot that 81 the next day and be... That's where the mind comes
or
in.
91.
Or 91. Yeah. And at the level that you play at or where you are, how long you've been playing, the mind becomes so much more important. So much more important because you can shoot that 70, then that 81, and be like, oh, dang, what the heck? But I just shot 70 yesterday. And then shoot a 91 and be like, whoa. Where the heck am I game at? I'm trash. Super trash. Like, Robbie Steele said, you're going to be super trash for a long time. wait a minute, I was good 3 days ago. It been no long time. See, where the mind comes in, where the mind comes in is you say, oh, man, Maggie, well, that's funny. At least I enjoyed the round with my boys, and I got some content.
That's the bottom line right there, man. You know that's the bottom line, out there enjoying yourself.
Shoot, I could shoot that 70.
I'm supposed to go out to Pebble Beach here in January. It'd be my first time playing that course.
Shout out Pebble Beach.
Yeah, there you go. You played there?
Nope, but my mom brought me a shirt back.
Okay, yeah. I'll be out there in January with my three partners that I play with on the regular. So
that's awesome.
I'm looking forward to that. I done stocked up on the golf balls because I know I'm going to lose a lot of them. So.
See, it's the mind. The mind. You're starting off wrong.
It really is.
Let me tell you what let me be my young old head real quick. See, brother okay. Anthony, your mind, you're going into this the wrong way. There ain't no such thing as a ball retriever because you ain't going to lose no balls, brother Anthony. There ain't no thing as a breakfast ball. You ate breakfast. You know, there is no water ball. What water?
Yeah.
And you ain't even got there yet.
Yeah.
You got to get there. You ain't even hit the tarmac. Come on now.
For people that are just starting out playing this game or have not played this game, they don't realize how big mindset is in this sport. All you got to do is look at the pros. On Sunday, when it's on the line, that pressure get to them, that Sunday pressure ain't no joke. And for the average golfer out there trying to play, man, you have all kind of thoughts running through your head when you're standing over that ball.
1,000%.
And it can throw you off big time.
Imagine you got 1,000 people to the side of you, left, right of you, behind you. And pros, they still have that wild thoughts going through their mind. But see, a lot of people don't give the credit to the caddy. The caddy must receive his roses, as the millennials say. See, I'm an old head, but I'm a young head. But I'm an old head. You feel me? My Ivy's brothers. You feel me? I got Ruiz on Tom Joyner morning show. Okay. Now,
okay.
See, they don't realize it's an individual sport, but when you get to a certain level, it's two people playing every round, Thursday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one is hitting the ball.
Yeah.
And one's mind has more control to make the wrong decision based upon pride. I'm the player. I'm getting the ball. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Wayno Drano got to give him his flowers because he's the second player. The players are going up there reading the putt by himself. The caddy has walked the course out already prior, 2 to 3 days prior, and knows every break from the any position you're going to land it.
Can you explain who Wayne is for someone that may be listening who don't know?
Wayne is one of the owners of Trap Golf, also a PGA Tour caddy. King Trappy, Fearless Leader, Trap, my brother in Trap, also an HBCU brother. You know, he went to Southern University. Mm-hmm. Definitely for the culture. I'll make sure you go follow him at Wayno Drano. I believe there's a underscore in between Wayne. Oh, Drain. Oh, you know, Wayne. trapgolf.com. Let me see. Let me explain some more. Wayno Drano. Stay trappy by any means necessary. If you don't know, you already slow. It's Trap Golf in the building. A great guy. A great guy. Brother M. Trap. Points out how to trap golf on the PGA Tour. Once again, get entrepreneurial jewels that be on your story. Brother Anthony, that mine. That mind.
It's a powerful thing, ain't it?
How to look at something and not just look at it. I'll look at it, break it down into a little math equation on how this is going to help you grow your grind. You know what I mean? Wayno Drano shows how the score yardage books on the PGA Tour. Forgot the young lady's name. She carries the bags from tournament to tournament. Who knew that was a business that you could just do? You don't even have to play golf to get into that, to trap golf. Look where golf will take you.
Yeah.
Off of that, now trap golf, don't even have to be plugged into the ground in golf. Trapping golf can take you around the country to tournaments inside the ropes, putting plenty of money in your pocket, gets you interacting with people you would never interact with or know to interact with on the data. You know what I mean? Showing you a life that you didn't know you could live. Just all the taking golf bags from tournament to tournament and then selling yardage books to the caddies once they come to get their bag off of your trailer. It's a double whammy. And you got to travel the country. I just learned that off of watching Wayne O'Drano's story. And I went to school for this and didn't know that.
That's news to me. That's news to me. But then you look at something like Ship It. I mean, granted, they're not shipping PGA players clubs, but
right.
It's something similar. Right.
Ship It. You don't want to take your club. You're taking your club on a trip. You don't want to bring them, pay the airfare. Why don't you go to a company that knows specifically how to ship your golf clubs in a quick enough time from you to get to your destination? You go work for a company like that. What? Brother Anthony, that mine. We are entrepreneurs over here. Why are you going
to? I hear
you. We are entrepreneurs. You go get you a van with a bunch of space in it, and throw the bags in that, and follow the PGA Tour around. Find your niche. You have a niche. You have people who have a need, and you provide a business for yourself and for them. It's the entrepreneurial mind, because if you just go off of what's in front of you, when what's in front of you goes down, you're going to go down with it and not how to get up out of it.
Yep. It's all about ownership, man. It's all about ownership and learning how to flip the script and take something that may not necessarily be what you were looking for or something that you don't see a way to make money from it. And like you said, you have to look at it, but do more than just look. You have to examine, you have to study, you have to break it down, and you have to figure out, okay, how can I flip this to fit me in what I'm doing, especially on social media, because there's so many people out there doing things. And a lot of it is just for fronting, but you can still learn from that.
Right.
Like you said, it's all about a mindset, man. And I've been an entrepreneur for 25 years now, and I cannot tell you the number of people that have come to me about starting a business and they don't have that mindset, and none of them lasted.
Right.
Because they have an employee mindset. And you can't do that if you're talking about becoming an owner.
Not at all.
You own now. You don't work for it. There's a difference.
Right.
You know.
People help. You know what they don't talk about a lot, or people don't point out these jewels, is now y'all need health insurance, and a job giving it to us is awesome. But they don't tell us that it's like the horse and carrot, right? You'll make this horse run if you put a carrot in front of his face. And then they give you a discount. Now they're putting a discounted carrot in front of your face to make you work this amount, work what they want you to work. And then they tell you how much you're worth as a person per hour.
Right.
You're a $12 all person. You're a $16 person. I got a 16, 17, 18, 20, a $20 person, 22. Oh, he looks like he's a $10. Put him in the mailroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And if there's not brothers like me and you who are going to point that out, now I'm not saying that going with the, you know, horse and carrot, it's no offense to anybody, and it's safe. You know what I mean? It's safe. Mm-hmm. Now, where we are in life now, we have learned that may not do anything but help us survive. You know what I mean?
Survive. That's it. You ain't gonna build no generational wealth off of it.
Have pretty straight owls. You know what I mean? You can go to the movies or go out with your boys and come home, but you can't go to the Bahamas for a weekend with kids and bring one of your boys with you as a grown man. But
not
you
without
can't
spending
go out,
your life savings.
You know what I mean? Without spending, you know what I mean? Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. That is safe. I've been there. I've been back to that from devoting myself to being an entrepreneur. But I've also had to pull myself up on my real gangster bootstraps and be like, look, don't just go back to that safe stuff because struggle. Now, being an entrepreneur, you're going to know that struggle is real. And you might not choose to do that horse and carrot thing, you know, and realize that, oh, man, this was dumb. Oh, I'm broker than ever. Man, my bills.
Yeah.
Oh, but you have to have faith. Faith is what's going to carry you through the struggle in becoming an owner, a person of yourself.
Do you see yourself making a full-time living from the game of golf in one aspect or another?
Because I value what my parents have invested in me in my life. From junior golf, I played college golf, tournaments, trips, no matter what. It's just a benefit that I love golf. And I love that I had making it my life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm forever indebted into what my parents invested in me in golf. You know what I mean? Like I started this interview off saying, I value what people have done for me. You know what I mean? I've grew up with kids that were way better than me, got to high school, won all these tournaments, got golf scholarships, got to college and decided not to play. I could have won some of those tournaments if you were just going to quit. You know what I mean?
Right.
I could have got that golf scholarship to that D1 school if you were going to quit. I could have turned down a D1 scholarship and went to an HBCU by choice. But I'm invested into the game because my parents invested everything into me. You know what I mean? And to this being what feeds my family, what feeds myself, what feeds my life, what I give back and take care of my family with when it's my turn. You know what I mean? Take care of my parents with what they invested in me earlier. Take care of them with that same thing they invested in me. That's how I was raised.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that, man. Let me flip the script here for a second. What's the strongest point in your game?
Sure, game. I hit the ball real far. Woo. Like they said, ooh, let the big dog eat. I mean, eating with the driver now. But,
yeah.
But I'm a short game guru. See, I'm a big dude with soft hands. Real soft hands. Like salt. S-O-L. But best used on my wedge. You know what I mean? The 60 degree. That's my baby. From a bunker to 130 yards. Me and that 60 degree get down. I take the pin out when I get around the greens because I slam dunk them.
That's what's up. Now, what's the weakest part of your game?
Woo! Hate to be cocky, but I got to think of a little bit longer on that one. Your boy be styling sometimes. I might spray him.
Yeah.
I might. So the power of the timing gets thrown off sometimes. So that answer is more of a not short game, getting out of bunker driver. It's more of a adrenaline and timing thing throw it off. So if I get too up on it, you have to let the club do the work, right? For you.
Mm-hmm.
And golf is a game explained wrong in the beginning because people think that the harder you swing, the further the ball goes.
Not true.
Not true at all. You just, it goes further left or right. It's like,
right. You're right.
It goes further left or right. But that leads me to my point. Now, when you're at a higher level of the game, mother me, right? You can somewhat know you got levels to where you can go with the swing. Because you can control where you're not swinging with your arms as much. You know what I mean? Pretty much going all in is more about turning shoulders faster. You know what I mean? I'm real good at making my shoulders do that real fast. So with that being said, I might want to go all in and my shoulders are turning real fast, but my timing from my arms might be up at the top of my swing when my shoulders are going down already. And that'll cause me to hit the ball dead right. The adrenaline, real high energy, you know what I mean? Coming off a bad hole, that mind thing. I'm good at it. But 22 years, and I got another 20 more to go until we master that.
That's the beauty of this game, man. You can play forever.
Definitely.
You know, as long as the body is able to hold up, you can play forever. I mean, just look at Gary Player.
Gary Player, greatest example of... Jim Thorpe, one of my mentors, extremely great example.
Yeah.
I got to play a skins game with a bunch of guys, 73, 75, 77, and they shoot within three, four strokes to the head of their age, and they got, God willing, 10 more years to go in the game. I play with guys at about 75 and still want to go play on the senior tour.
Speaking of playing on the tour, who's your favorite player?
Whoa. Miguel Jimenez. I have favorites. I've been in the game for a long time. I've seen a lot come and go and younger and older. I'm an old head. I ride with the old heads. Tiger, of course. But I mean, because I'm a brother, I have never gone with just Tiger because that's what people expect us to say. Shout out to Harold Varner. Awesome. And for the culture. Miguel Jimenez, old school, smoked them cigars on the golf course like he's playing a skins game. You know what I mean? Clean. I'm a classic guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a real classic guy.
Rocking the ponytail.
Rocking the ponytail. You know what I mean? What'd you say to me, look, all the time? I go with that. Oh, I like personas and personalities along with the game. But when you can see what a person is like off of how they carry themselves without even saying a word, I'm attracted to things like that.
Well, yeah.
Music, art, movies. I don't really have favorites based upon their ability, more about what matters all around.
Yeah.
I pick somebody and I mimic them. I keep myself original, but I mimic them because they got them to where they are. It's all I can do.
Exactly.
Let me see. Exactly. Phil's a great guy. I grew up in the Phil Tiger rivalry era, four championship era. So Phil, now that he's just Phil, the guy.
Just Phil, right.
Just Phil.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't a big fan of Phil back in the day, but he's grown on.
Yeah, he's grown on me. He's just Phil. Pat Perez, he's another one up there on my top. His just demeanor. He's in with the times. He's an old head, but a young head. Jordan Brand, yeah. Rep. Bubba. I got favorites. Lexi. That's gonna be the GOAT all day. Lexi gonna be the goat all day. I see this little kid doing great things. So I mean, Lexi been the greatest. We all knew Lexi was gonna be great when she was great at a baby age.
Yeah, she doing her thing, no doubt. But she doing her
I'm
thing.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, listen, Elliot, man, this was fun.
So
I enjoyed
much fun.
This, man. It was a pleasure getting to see that personality and learn a little bit more about you. Can you do me a favor? Can you share all your social media so people can go over and check you out?
All right. So my Instagram, I say Instagram so much power because this Instagram has just got so much power. But it's a mind thing, guys. It is a mind thing. Work it for yourself.
Right.
So my Instagram is at e.i.e_is_me. Once again, I will say it again for you guys. e.i.e_is_me. And that is on Instagram. I am also on TikTok. Now, my TikTok is e.i.e_is_me. What a coincidence. It's almost the same. So you can find me being creative on either one of them.
Go check him out. I'm going to have a link down in the show notes. So you guys click over and go follow Elliot and check out what he has going on social media. Any last words before we get out of here, man?
Oh my gosh. Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to grow the game through your platform. Thank you for what you are doing for the game, for people in general. This game that you chose to spotlight is not just a sport. It's a life game. Life is a game. It teaches you how to live life, how to compartmentalize. I appreciate you greatly. Make sure y'all keep it trappy.
Likewise, brother.
Stay trappy. Live life. Love life. Go out and play some G. Golf is dope. I certifiably made golf cool. And it's, boy season. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate your passion and your enthusiasm. Hey, y'all know what to do. Follow me on whatever platform you listening to the podcast on. We're doing real good with the numbers, y'all. We are constantly in the top 100 in the golf category on Apple Podcasts. There's not many black podcasts out there that covers the game of golf. As a matter of fact, we're the only one in the top 100. So please continue to support It's important. I'm trying to get the word out, get more of us out there playing this game and spotlight more of our people. People like my man Elliot here, who just have a passion and a love for the game. And you can check the podcast out every Monday when new episodes come out. On that note, I'm out of here. I appreciate y'all, and I'll see y'all all on the next episode. Y'all take care. Bye.